The Great Ocean Road is one of the most famously scenic and awe-inspiring drives in the country. Our Great Ocean Road Tour provides commentary between Torquay at the eastern end of the drive and Peterborough at the western end. It does not matter which direction you drive, audio will play based on your location, so you won't miss any of the great sights. If you're not beginning at one of the suggested starting points, you can join anywhere along the route. The Twelve Apostles is without a doubt the most photographed and iconic location along the drive, but there are many more stunning views and interesting places to visit along the route. The tour will point out which are the not-to-be-missed stops to make, and many other places that are very worthwhile if we have lots of time for exploring. In the area around the Twelve Apostles, there are several excellent places to see more of the ocean rock formations, including Lockhart Gorge, London Arch, the Grotto, and the Gibson Steps. It's recommended to allow yourself a minimum of 3 hours to visit all of these locations. If you're breaking the journey into 2 days, that will allow enough time to spend a few hours to visit the Cape Otway Light Station, a place integral to the early European history of Australia and representative of the struggle to survive in isolation and in the face of torrid conditions. As well as many outstanding views, we'll pass through some classic beach towns, and there are many places where we can enjoy an easy hike through rainforest or do some bushwalking to waterfalls. And we'll point out places where you can have an excellent chance to spot koalas, kangaroos, and colourful Aussie birds in the wild. One of the best surprises is the sheer variety of experiences and places to visit, and we'll make sure that you know where all those places are as we drive, so you don't miss a thing. The story of the creation of the road is a fascinating one, and we'll share the stories of the returning World War I soldiers who provided the brute force labour to cut a path through rock and sea cliffs. To this day, this scenic journey stands as a memorial to those who served in the Great War. There are many other stories to share along the way, including the original Aboriginal occupants of the region. You'll be surprised to hear stories of many fascinating characters connected to the land, and those who travelled for months only to crash on the rocks along the shipwrecked coast. If driving from Melbourne, it takes approximately an hour and a half to reach the Great Ocean Road exit off the M1 and begin the tour. If starting from the Adelaide side, drive eastbound on the A1 from Warrnambool and you'll exit onto B100 to join the Great Ocean Road commentary. Have a great trip!